Hey, it is 10:54. We're going to reconvene. I believe the comptroller has the information that we're looking for.
Can you hear me?
We can now.
Well, I'm going to apologize because that looks like I transposed those numbers. It didn't go up. $4 million. His budget went up approximately just under $300,000. So if you can approve the budget with the correction that is $1.6 million in service and supplies, and I will provide you with updated paperwork and let you know when I'm ready for you to come in and sign that. Good catch, Chairman Mitchell, or Commissioner Mitchell, excuse me.
That's quite all right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Any other questions, Vice Chairman?
I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any public comment?
For the record, Gary Schmidt, I made note for months now of the non-compliance with the open meeting law. You opened the sewer board and the fire board in violation of the open meeting law. They don't have separate agendas posted anywhere. You did not call for an early public comments. These are separate entities. They're separate public bodies, and they're separate public meetings. They're not related in any manner to the Story County Commission. The open meeting law clearly states they are to have an agenda that's to be posted. And one of the things required in those meetings is an early general public comments and a closing general public comments. And you've been in constant violation of that. I've noted it numerous times. I can only conclude that you are purposely, flagrantly, knowingly violating the open meeting law. I said earlier that I am not going to go filing a lot of willy-nilly open meeting law complaints for little violations. I'm just going to point them out to you and others and try and get the situation corrected. Well, I think the time has come that I have to file complaints on that because you're just so belligerent in regards to your failure to comply with the open meeting law. And I'd like to point out something else. And for through the commission to Mr. Handel, the clerk, who is a registered parliamentarian, very knowledgeable in rules of order, Roberts and others, that what you did is you, and this is points out that how the confusion comes when you don't have separate meetings, separate agendas, and, you know, a separate meeting per se. You recessed the county commission meeting. I hope Mr. Handel is paying attention. You then opened the sewer board meeting. And then you recess the sewer board meeting to open the fire district meeting. And you're going to, if you're following this convoluted agenda here, you're going to close the fire board meeting and reopen the county commission meeting. Well, you never close the sewer board meeting. It says when you leave the sewer board meeting, it clearly says recess the sewer board meeting. You're in the sewer board meeting to convene as a Story County Fire Protection District. So that's okay. When are you going to close the sewer board meeting? You're not. You do this all the time. It's confusion created by your failure to comply with the open meeting law and conduct separate meetings. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding to the budget that's going to be submitted to taxation? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Absolutely. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Story County Fire Protection District final budget and with the noted correction under services and supplies and direct the Story County Comptroller to submit the final budget to the Nevada Department of Taxation.
There's a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. We just take the session.
I think we need a recess.
No, let's recess for just a minute before we move on to the next item. Just give me a one-minute recess.